Well, I made the point a couple of times already this morning that 4 weeks from today, the afternoon of August the 21st, will be the total solar eclipse. So we want to talk about it. We've had, even as recently as last Friday, Simon and Renee had on Dr. Angela Speck, and she's all things eclipse and very excited about it. And I am too. And I think people are becoming more aware of it. So we want to look at it from the point of view of a doctor who doesn't want to be doing any surgery on us after that eclipse is over. So Dr. Frederick Fraunfelder is here, Director of Ophthalmology at MU Healthcare. It's nice to meet you. Welcome. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm well.
So I told you off the air, I guess I'm just a chicken because I'm afraid to look at the sun, even with the glasses. Can you tell me that the glasses that are being given out to those who want to look at this eclipse, what do we need to know about these glasses?
These glasses block all the harmful rays that could come from the sun. So that includes ultraviolet type A, ultraviolet type B, and visible light that can be very intense. And if you ever put these eclipse glasses on, which maybe you've tried them on, you'll notice you can hardly see anything in normal light. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at bright, bright sunlight, you actually will see a faint image of the sun and of the edges of the sun when the eclipse is occurring. So it's not, it blocks all the harmful rays that you'll need to block.
All right. I tell you, these things seem so flimsy, and they seem, some of them are, I mean, people are giving them out free or for a buck or two. So it seems to me something that I've been warned about so much as a kid. Now, all of a sudden you can put these little cheapy things on and they're okay, but they are.
Yeah. So we sell them at our MU Health bookstore for a little over a dollar, I believe.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be giving away thousands for free at the Mason Eye Institute in the next 3 to 4 weeks, so that you can come by the health center and pick them up at One Hospital Drive. But they block, whenever you try them on, you'll notice they really do block out the light. And it's not expensive to create a cardboard sort of ultraviolet light blocker. I will say, though, that normal sunglasses, they don't block the harmful rays. And so you're prescription sunglasses or your brand name sunglasses, they do block ultraviolet A and B, but not to the level that these will.
It seems when I was a kid and anytime there was an eclipse, we were often told, don't look at the sun. But some people always would bring up if you wore a welder's mask or something like that, what a welder wears, that some people thought that was okay to wear. I think I've heard since then that that is not appropriate. Is it or is it not?
That's a great question, and I have no idea.
Yeah.
but I
would not try the welders, though, because, right. I mean, people who are a welder, I mean, they would know whether it does what these little glasses do. I'm not bringing that up, and please, I shouldn't have brought it up, but I'm not bringing it up because I'm thinking people should try that. I'm just saying that I heard that as a kid.
Right.
That's
well, welders, it's more likely than not it probably would work, but those are probably very expensive masks. No one's going to have them on out in this eclipse.
KRCG, which is a local television station, they ran something, and I copied it off because I wanted to have it. This was posted on their website on Thursday of last week, and it came from WZTV out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it said, NASA is warning the public that unsafe viewing glasses for the total solar eclipse have been distributed. It talks about the historic event and talks about this and that. And I think what they're saying is, here's what you need to look for glasses to be safe. U.S. manufacturer name, like American Paper Optics or Rainbow Symphony or Thousand Oaks Optical. You have to have something called an ISO icon, ISO. I don't know what that means, but that is one of the things you look for. Here's what I want to ask you about. Don't reuse old glasses. I guess these things wear out after a while. I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that either, and I don't know why they would wear out.
I don't know, but it said on the side of the glasses that were given to me, and I got two sets thanks to a listener a couple of weeks ago, said don't use them after 3 years, so they would do that. If there are scratches on the lens, you better not use those, because then I guess even a small scratch would let through that light.
Possibly. It'd have to be a larger than small scratch, probably.
If lenses are wrinkled, they're not safe for viewing the eclipse, and you are recommended to use ones that have been manufactured by U.S. manufacturers and not other countries. And then they say homemade filters or ordinary sunglasses, like you just said, Doctor, even very dark ones, are not safe for looking at the sun. I thought we had a just a general aversion to looking at things as bright as the sun, and we would probably have some kind of an internal thing that would say, oh, stop doing this. Don't we?
Absolutely. I think one of the main things is if you have pain, when you look at bright light, it hurts. And so people immediately shy away from it. But also the eye has internal mechanisms, like your iris, the colored part of your eye, is a diaphragm that dilates in low light and constricts in bright light. And when you're in a bright light area, your pupil becomes very, very small, almost pinpoint, and blocks mm-hmm. out many, many harmful light rays. You can look at things peripherally with your eyes, so you can look up towards the sky and not look directly at the sun, and you can tell how bright things are. And you have internal mechanisms in your brain as well that are probably hardwired into not harming yourself by staring at something bright because it causes pain.
I think we've had some days this summer where this has been very true, because if those of us who work in an office, and I don't know what it's like in you with an operating room or anything like that, but you walk out of one area and then you go outside in the middle part of the day, and some of us who get here before the sun rises, and if I leave here in 4 or 5 hours and the sun is up at about the highest part, it's hard on your eyes.
True. And being indoors a lot, maybe in this kind lighting that you have here in this radio station, makes your pupils a little bit more dilated and not as prepared to go out to the sun. And that brings up a point about when you are looking at a solar eclipse, because when it is a total eclipse for those 2, 2.5 minutes, it'll be very dark and your pupil will be dilated, fully dilated in that dark environment. And so what about when it's a partial eclipse and the sun is now peeking around the edge of the moon? And it's very, very bright, and bright light rays are getting into your fully dilated pupil. That's the dangerous time.
So it's okay. It's going to be okay to look up that direction and say, well, the sun was up there a moment ago, but now it's totally dark. So it's going to be okay during that. But then as soon as there is the emergence of the sun again around where the moon has blocked it out, that is when you better put the glasses back on.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Doctor, we have a caller online, and you're going to need those headphones that are laying there, and I think they probably, hopefully they have some sound to it. Can you hear me okay through that? And we will take calls of questions about this. You're on with Dr. Fraunfelder. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, what does this bright light do to the cells of the eyes? Does it destroy them, kill them, so they do not function again and you're blind? Could he explain that?
Yes, that's a good question. I was hoping to get to that. You can either keep those on or you can take the. I was curious as to what does looking at the sun, and how long do you have to do it? What is the damage?
So what happens is the sun hits the very sensitive portion of your retina, which is called the macula, if you're staring straight at it. And in the macula, there is a very high concentration of cells called the cones. You have rods and cones in your retina. These are the cells that send electrical signals to the brain that tells you what you're seeing. So the sun actually causes a thermal burn, a heat burn to the cones in your eye, and it can happen not probably within 1 second, but if you gaze at the sun, it'll probably happen in the range of around 2 to 5 seconds. And you can get this burn that kills the cones permanently or various stages of damage before permanent damage.
Do we have a lot of cones? I mean, are there a lot of these? I don't know what the number is.
Yes,
we have
millions of cones, millions of rods and cones in our retina.
Is it irreversible if they get burned?
It can be irreversible. There are people that, for therapeutic reasons that only they and their organization know, that stare at the sun. They're called sun gazers. And they burn holes in their macula, and we as eye surgeons see the holes in the back of the eye from sun gazers. And it will not be unusual just after this solar eclipse for someone to have a burn in their macula because they stared at the sun. It's especially important to protect children who may not hear this radio educational event and stare at the sun because they didn't have the solar eclipse glasses on.
So are you anticipating? But does this happen very often? Do you treat people? Do you operate on people, perform surgery on people that have, what do you call it in a simple way, sunburned eyes or what?
We call it a macular hole.
If you get a
burn to your macula. But no, it's not common, because I think the last eclipse I ever lived through was when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a doctor yet, so I will have not, but I have seen macular holes from sun gazing.
Because of what you just described, people who do this, I can't understand why they would do this. You're not in the business of trying to psychoanalyze them and ask them that question, but it's beyond me what you are accomplishing by doing this.
Highly educated people will stare at the sun. I don't know why either, but
what can you see? I mean, I don't know what you can see other than this horrendously painful light.
I live by the scientific method, so I can't tell you the answer on that one.
If a listener wants to ask a question, and it's a question that I have not asked the doctor yet, you can call us at 442-8255 or 1-800-229-5378. He is the director of ophthalmology at MU Healthcare, and we're talking about safely viewing the solar eclipse. So you would suggest that having those glasses that are pretty prevalent right now, you could watch as the eclipse begins, watch it up to the point where it goes totally dark. You could take the glasses off then for about 2.5 minutes. And then as soon as light started to appear, you put them back on.
I think that's a good summary. One thing that worries me is knowing when to put the glasses back on while you're staring at the sun and then the partial eclipse is occurring again. That worries me a little bit. So I think that you're safe for a minute when it's a total eclipse, and then I might not just stare up there too much. If that was me, that's what my kids are going to do. I have 4 children, and we won't be staring at the sun too much. We will keep our eclipse glasses on most of the time.
See, I'm tempted to say I'm going to err on the side of extra caution rather than throwing caution to the wind. Again, we'll have a couple of callers for you. So, Doctor, you have to put those headphones back up. And, caller, did you have a question or comment? Hi.
Yes, I'm wondering about, could there be possible damage to pets and animals' eyes?
How about that? I hadn't thought of that. So, in other words, an animal or a pet thinking something strange is going on looks up. They normally wouldn't look into the sun and look up in the sky, and all of a sudden something... The eclipse is over, and they're looking.
Yeah,
that way.
I love that question. I have never read about in any of our journals an animal getting damaged from staring at the sun or staring at an eclipse. And I think they must have an innate instinct that tells them not to look at bright lights and not stare at it if it hurts their eyes. Because pain is a deterrent to staring at bright lights, and animals probably pick up on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. That's pretty interesting. We got more calls, Doctor. So here's another one. Your thought or question for Dr. Fronfelder about the eclipse and its effect on eyes.
Well, I just started listening a minute ago, so I apologize if this question's already been asked. But I had heard a rumor that this could damage also not only eyes, but also cameras, particularly any digital cameras, including ones on phones. Do you know anything about that? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you.
These are awesome questions, really well thought out. I think it's possible that you could get some thermal damage to cameras because the lenses magnify the sun's rays. And we don't encourage people to look through binoculars, for instance, at the sun. We don't want people to look through their cameras at the sun. This magnifies the sun rays. I'm not an expert on cameras or on optical instruments inside cameras, so I can't say for sure, but I will say do not look at the sun through your camera or through your binoculars. There are filters that are designed for eclipses that can go on telescopes and binoculars and cameras, but unless you know you have that, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I think that's a good question. I think the caller had a good question, but again, I think it's a highly technical question. He may not be looking through it, but would it damage the machine itself? I don't know. I'd check with the manufacturer of the machine and ask that question, but for sure, don't be looking through the viewfinder for that unless you have a filter on it. I can't remember Dr. Speck when she was on last Friday morning. She, I think, was addressing something in regard to that, and she was talking about the filters, what you just mentioned. So I think that's probably the best advice on that. Caller, your question or comment? Hi.
Hi. I'm very glad that you're having this program because I've been really concerned about this. I had a friend that was in California. And he actually looked at a solar eclipse. This is way back in the 70s, or the 60s even, maybe. But he looked at it through a telescope, and immediately it just threw him to the ground, and he had a blind spot in that section, kind of a bright blind spot, actually. He said it was more like a white spot. He was in grad school, had a hard time. You know, his eyes got tired easily, and it would always follow. He had a lot of textbooks to read, and he found it very difficult because that was just constantly there. he went to the doctor and he said, yes, it burned out your retina in the back. And the other thing, so I read about this too, and doctor, maybe you can verify this. I was reading on the Mayo Clinic site, and it said that they're really, as far as they're not pain receptors in the retina itself. And so a lot of people don't experience a lot of pain like this fella did, of course, with a telescope. It would really mess it up. But I'm just saying, I wish that the city would do more of this handing out and have it at all, you know, county and city buildings, and just have it more massively available rather than just at a special event, because I think there's probably thousands of people that know about this, of course, but we have thousands of people in our city that don't know this. Hmm. So just because I know it doesn't mean everybody knows it.
Yeah. Well, we hope
okay,
appreciate it. Thank you. That'd be interesting also, because you know what? If you'd looked through a telescope or something like that, you'd be using one eye most of the time. And just think of that. I mean, that would be that you could compare the damage then one eye to the other eye like that. If you have that situation, and you said you have performed surgery on some people that have had the sun burn their retina, can you, I think I asked this a while ago, but again, I'll ask it again. Is it treatable? Is there some way to make it better? Is it reversible?
The damage from solar retinopathy, so I'm throwing a new term at you. Solar retinopathy is a condition that has a continuum of severe damage that's permanent to just minor damage from just a very small exposure to staring at the sun and getting a thermal burn on your macula. But what can happen is you can have temporary damage where all you see is an after image. So have you ever stared at a bright light and then you see purple afterwards?
Or it'd be kind of like when somebody used to take more of a flash bulb, like if you were in your family gathering and it used to be one of those bulbs that you would put into a camera and it flashed all of a sudden.
Right.
It's like I'm seeing bright light.
Exactly. So you see that after image of purple and red and blue, and it kind of fades away over time. That's the beginnings of your cones getting some minor damage that is completely reversible. But you don't want to stare at that bright light for longer than just a split second. And the telescope, as we heard in that previous story, really magnifies that light and can create a burn probably within just a couple seconds.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Again, our phone number is 442-8255. We're talking to Dr. Frederick Fraunfelder, Director of Ophthalmology, MU Healthcare. Some of this I know was covered on Friday morning with Angela Speck, but we have a surgeon who deals with this at the School of Medicine regularly right now, and I think repeating it is important. As our last caller said, oftentimes people don't hear the message, so need to get the message out. Caller, what's your question or comment?
So I listen on iHeartRadio, so I'm always a little bit behind the discussion. But Dr. Angela did say that the eclipse will damage the cell phone. So I don't know if anybody said that. But I wanted to rehear the question or the answer to the question on when is it safe to take off the glasses? Because Dr. Angela said if you have the glasses on during totality, you won't see it. But when do you actually put the glasses back on, I guess is what I'm asking.
Good question. Keep listening. Appreciate you listening online on iHeartRadio. And we kind of addressed that. I like our advising caution on this, but you will allow your kids to look up at this during the total eclipse for a while.
Correct. So like many people, I'm not going to have a stopwatch out that tells me exactly when the total eclipse started and exactly when it ends. There's going to be some uncertainty there, at least in my family. And probably most people aren't going to be like Dr. Speck and have it all timed out to the split second on when the eclipse starts and ends. But there's going to be approximately 2.5 minutes, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but approximately 2.5 minutes where it's a complete eclipse. And when it is complete, you can take off your eclipse glasses, and you can stare up at the total eclipse, and it would be safe to do that. When those 2.5 minutes, give or take a few seconds, is up, then there's a danger area where your pupil is completely dilated and the eclipse is partial again, and then the harmful sun rays are going to be shining into a completely dilated pupil and into your eye and onto your macula. So it would be important to make sure you get your eclipse glasses on before that partial eclipse reoccurs.
How quickly does the dilation adjust? Does your eye adjust when bright light happens again? I guess that might be individual. I think perhaps we don't all adjust at the same speed, and maybe age has a role in that also. I don't know.
I like that question, but it's immediate. It's almost immediate.
So it would start to close back down as soon as it would open up as wide as possible when it is dark, and then it closed back down. But it still takes a little while to react. I mean, like if I'm at home and I get up in the morning and it's pitch black outside and I throw on my bathroom light, all of a sudden it's like startling. It takes me, but it's not very long.
Right. Your pupil will close down within a second. However, your brain doesn't adapt to the pupil's reaction immediately. Huh. And plus, light is always getting in, even in the pupil that's closing. It just doesn't close all the way. It's a diaphragm that has an opening at all times.
Let's say that it is a cloudy day 4 weeks from today, and I'm not saying light clouds or heavy clouds, but let's say it's a cloudy day. Your advice still is, even with clouds, you can't look up at the sun.
Absolutely. Great point. The UV rays penetrate the clouds. You can get a suntan, as you know, when it's a cloudy day if the sun is out. And during an eclipse, the harmful light rays will still make it through the clouds quite easily. So we don't want you to stare at the sun.
But you still won't feel it as if it were a clear day, but the damage is still could be there.
It's still possible. It would be unfortunate because you wouldn't be able to see the total eclipse, and you wouldn't be able to visualize the partial eclipse with your eclipse glasses on. So that would be something that we're not hoping for.
No, but you would still experience a really strange darkness in the 1 o'clock hour on an August afternoon throughout a good portion of this country, but you just wouldn't get to see it. You would just feel what it was like to go dark at a really weird time.
Absolutely. And when I've talked to the people that stare at the stars, they tell me that there's going to definitely be some places to look at it, even if it's cloudy, we will find places where there is no cloud cover to see the eclipse. So.
Really? Let's get one more call on, and I'll ask you to put those up one more time. Caller, you'll be our last call with the doctor. Hi.
Hi. I remember one time hearing that instead of looking up, you could have it reflect onto something, and then you could see it that way. I don't remember what it was. But that way you weren't looking directly at the sun. You were looking at something as in the reflection. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't hurt you at all. And I haven't heard anybody talking about doing that this time.
Good point. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Go ahead, doctor. You got some advice on that?
So that's another great comment. And it's the concept is a pinhole camera where you create a hole in a piece of paper and it reflects onto a wall. And I don't know how to make a pinhole camera, and I'm not going to explain it, but there are people that are experts at pinhole cameras, and I think that's what you're talking about, and that's a good idea.
We did that as a kid because we knew not to look at the eclipse. It was not a total eclipse, but we had a little pinhole in a piece of paper, and you could put that up at some angle, and you would see it happening on the sidewalk underneath there, or you could do it some way. I would say it'd be pretty easy to find that right now. I think the difference now, though, is that this is a total eclipse, so it is a rare opportunity to see darkness again for 2.5 minutes in the afternoon of August 21st, and so I think that's different than a partial eclipse. And so people are going to say, I want to look at this. And, you know, the bottom line is what? Look at it when it's total for a while, but then have the glasses handy leading up to that and as soon as it starts to end.
Yeah, it would be safe. And it will be pretty, too, because there will be a corona around the moon where little tiny portions of the sun's rays are peripherally reflecting off the edges of the moon. And so the total eclipse will be attractive.
So that seeing that won't be a problem, though.
Seeing that will not be a problem.
Anything else, doctor? I mean, I think people are now starting to pay attention to this a lot more than they did 8 months ago when people were saying, hey, the eclipse coming. Now it's like, hey, it's coming in 4 weeks.
I would say the David Lyle listeners are highly intelligent and educated. That's what I would say.
Well, they have good calls. And I think they're pretty smart, the people who listen to this. But just want to make people, I don't want anybody to have to see you after this is over because of this.
Right. I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah. You want them to be able to see after it's over. So take the proper precautions. You're comfortable with the glasses that people are distributing.
Yes, I'm comfortable with our solar eclipse glasses. And by the way, if you ever come and get some at our eye institute, the Mason Eye Institute at One Hospital Drive at the university, if you put them on and you stare at a light, you won't see anything. I mean, they're very, very strong blockers of visible light rays and UV light rays.
When I handed them to my wife and I was driving and she opened up the sunroof and looked out, her first expression was, oh my gosh. She said, this is amazing. So, I mean, she thought that they were terrific. I haven't done that yet because I'm still a chicken, but she thought it was just amazing. She said, you can't believe what you can see. And I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time looking at. And I would say this, I think all of the glasses that are being distributed have directions on the one of the little stems to the eyepiece. So follow those directions, and that will be the safest plan. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Frederick Fraunfelder, who is the director of ophthalmology at MU Healthcare, chair of the Department of Ophthalmology at MU School of Medicine, has been our guest. This is KFRU.